Zorak v'nacha gabov, and somebody throws on top of this, is chayiv. The lachar is chayiv. Why you chayiv? Alma amrina good achis mechitzosoy. Even though the bottom is less than gimel by gimel, so the bottom mechitza is not called a mechitza. How do you have the mechitza give this omer this flying mechitzas yud? We say the mechitza is on top. As soon as they come down where they lose dollar by dollar, it like stops right there, and we consider that the mechitza goes straight down. So we say you do say good achis. So it's shver eshtim. How come by traskel the chum say we don't say good achis? And it's rik shver knu. How come by knu also we don't say good achis? And here we see you do say good achis. Then for the Gemara, hochinami good achis mechitzasoi. So more midi iri. There's no tushtel. Hosim hevelay mechitza shagdiyim boikimbo. The reason why we don't say good achis, we don't consider a mechitza hanging in the air like a traskel. There's that basket that's on top of the pole, which is rabbin, as if the mechitzas come down, because there's a svara, gediyah means animals could walk through it on the bottom. That's the spirit to be a mechitza. You want to say a lomdish gudachis will look as if the mechitza comes down, but what's the pshat from the mechitza? It divides the rishus that you can't come through here. That's what the mechitza is. But here, if there's nothing there, and the animals could walk through it, that's not called the mechitza. That's called shagdiyim boikimbo. Since the animals walk through this area, that stops the din of gudachis. By this stand in Rishus Rabbim, since the bottom of the stand it has a width to it, it's gimel by gimel. So Maisa, what's the difference? We want to say good achis now that when it's still rochiv dalot tvachim, we'll say the mechitza comes down. So how much out are we pulling the mechitza from the actual stand on the bottom? A half of a tefach. You're doing a half a tefach this side and a half a tefach this side. And the bottom of the stand itself is gimel tvachim. So by good achis, we're just saying when the mechitza is a little bit wider out, like right here, let it come straight down. So the only area you're stopping is mamash echatzi tefach. Echatzi tefach, anyway, gedim can't walk through there. It's too small for animals to walk through there. So since nobody's going to walk through this bottom of this gimel by gimel, there we could say good achis. Mashenkein by traskos, all the way up, at the bottom you have a small corner. But then it can walk all along the sides of it. So since animals, gediyim, could walk through it, that breaks the gudachis. Yeah. Hochi heavy leg mechitza shenak diim boikimbo. Omle ravacha bread ravacha ravashi. Good answer why traskos rabbanon say you don't say gudachis. Because the basket up on a small stick, you could walk through underneath. We can't consider the mechitza going down. But the shvekat is the kenudo. Ravashi, Gabi Svina Nami, Shura Kashri is by Svina also. Who walks through the Svina? Why don't you say by the Svina, by the canoe, good achis? When the canoe, Enachlami, comes down to a point, but before it comes to the point, even though it's high up, here it's Roch of Dalib, let's say up here, good achis. So what's the swell we shouldn't say? Because people walk underneath it. The Chura, who's walking in the Yam? Nobody walks there. The Terrace says, no, fish walk there. Amalei, the Kiyas. By the fish, by the svina in the yam, you have fish going through. So since fish are going through, you don't say good achis. He answered back, no, my kasha is so shver. That's called nothing. His fish traveling through that area should not stop us from saying good achis. Why? So he can't see the fish. So since we can't see the fish, that shouldn't stand this din by the canoe to say the size of the canoe should be good achis, go straight down. Only by something on top of the avir, where there we could see people or gedim, animals walking through, that stands the din of good achis. But fish that we can't see doesn't stare it. So the more not tame, where's my raya that fish don't stare? The boy mene Rebbe Tavla Mirovin. Mechitza tluya ma'osha tarta b'chuva. That's our shayla. You have a mechitza like a box. A box that's mamish gavoya yud has four mechitzas on all sides of it and roch of dalet. So if this box is on the floor, pshititz v'shus ha'yochid. Now you hang it up in the middle of the year v'shus ha'rabim. You hang it up there. Do we say a din of good achas, the mechitza should come down and give underneath this box a din v'shus ha'yochid. Or even to give the box itself v'shus ha'yochid. And since it's up in the year, that doesn't have a shem mechitza. A mechitza has to touch the ground. Now the only way it would be called a mechitza if you say good achis. So that was the shaylam. Mal shatate b'churva, on the ground, v'yomalei ein mechitza tluya lateris. No, since the mechitza is hanging in the air, we don't say good achis. Why not? Because there's gedi in boikimbo. People can walk underneath it. You don't say good achis. Ella zokte v'mayim. Now the only time we say a kula, that by water we say, even though the mechitza is hanging on top of the svina, that was pshat in the Gemara before, the beginning of the Gemara. But when you want to carry from the svina, when you want to get the water from the ocean into the svina, the yetzer was put a stick out there and make the stick like Rishus Yochid, make it 4x4 tvachim and little mechitzas coming down. So there we say the mechitzas is good atik, goes all the way down. So the Ela b'mayim only by a svina, by the water, we say kalu shakilu chacham b'mayim. The Rabbanan gave a special kula by water. If you make a stick out, a little box out of the ship, that the box has four tvachim, and little mechitzah is coming down, there we look at it as it's a Rishus Yochid. The kashra is b'may, I will ika b'kiyas dogim. How can we say good achis by the ship, by the water, I the fish go underneath, let it stare? L'shmamina b'kiyas dogim, l'shmamina b'kiyam. And while my fish don't stare to say good achis. Trash yellow b'mayim, we're going to Zustrish, l'malam in ayam, tam b'yervin, all sigmas nervin. You're allowed to schlep up water from the yam this way. I you have fish going through there. The Torah says fish don't stare to say good achis. So this pshatachur should be shred and why by canoe. The chur should be shred by canoe, since it's in the yam, there we should say good achis. That the only thing that's going underneath is the dogim. And we're coming out the chur of maskona that dogim don't stare good achis. So the chur of davaiskum by the canoe should be mutter. But there by the canoe, we should say, stop the mechitzas where it's still wide, dalad, and say, godachas, the mechitzas come straight down, because nobody's walking underneath it. Mavaita, the Mishnah said, Svinas Kshuras. When the two ships are tied together, then you're allowed to carry from one ship to the other ship. Fredrik Mavshita, Avada, the two ships are tied together, what's the Kiddush? They're both Rishus Yochid, and the Havim Minarizah belongs to one person, so Avada can carry from one ship to the other ship. And the Gemara, there's a little ship, a little one, little rowboat in between. In between the two big ships, you have a small ship there. And even though it's not tied, the small ship is not tied. Is Niteris, still it's mutin. Since the outer two big ships are tied together, that's the Chiddush is mutter to carry through the small ship, even though the small one is not tied up. Maybe the small ship like will float away. Then you'll be carrying from one ship to another ship over a kamlis, that will be usher. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Calls them on the two ships are tied together, even though there's a small ship in between, still it's mutter. Oh, Malay Rav Safra, Moshe, Shapa Kamrit, like yes, Nakasha, you saying right. Trashi Moshe Kloima, Rabbeinu Bodorik Moshe Bodorna, you're like Moshe Rabbeinu on his door, you're by our door. Is Shapa Kamrit Rashi Batamiya, are you saying good? The Mishnah says a Loshin, Mitaltle Mizul Zutanan. Mashmi, let it carry from one ship to the other ship. Mashmi, there's nothing in between. You only have these two big ships. And the Mishnah says, when they're tied together, you're allowed to carry together. So the kashra is trita. Why not? They're both Rishus HaYachid. Why can't I carry? Elohim Rav Safra, Loinitzucha and Li'ariv. The Chiddushes we're talking about, they belong to two different people, these ships. So since they have two different owners, they belong like two different apartments, that you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to another apartment, only with an Erev. So we're talking about, you made an Erev Chatzeris between these two ships. Ulotalto Mizuluzu. And you want to carry from one ship to the other ship, Duch and Erev to Erev Chatzeris. Ukratanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Svinas Kshure Zubizu. If the Svinas are tied together, then Ma'arvin, you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris, Umatalkla Mizuluzu. Ma'ashenke Nifsiku, when the string breaks and they're not tied together, then Nesru. Then you can't make an Erev together. That's a Chsorin, you can't make an Erev if the ships are not tied together. Trashi Nifsiku, Botlu Erev, Bavnation Nifrodis. Since they're separated, they're not next to one another, you can't make an Erev. There's like a Kamlis in between. You can't make an Erev Chatzeris to carry from one Rishus HaYochid through a Kamlis to another Rishus HaYochid. An Erev Chatzeris is only straight from one Rishus HaYochid to the next Rishus HaYochid. So here, when the string breaks, where you can't carry from one to the other, because the Erev is broken. Nifsuku Nesru, Chazu V'Nikshru, then you come on Shabbos by mistake, we'll see B'Shoigig, you tie the two ships together, Bein Shegigin, Bein Mezidin, Bein Anusin, Bein Muotim, is Chazu L'Terin Rishin. You should know, now that you tied it together, the Erev is Chal again, and they're both Blavik Rishus Yachid, you can carry from one to the other. Rashi Shegigin means Shigas Shabbos or Shigas Melochas. Either you forgot to play with Shabbos, or you forgot you're not allowed to tie on Shabbos. and you went and tied these two shifts together. Muwati means, mutoya means misaskim adavrach, like misasi. You think you're doing something else. The kosher of nikshazer, you're holding and tying something else, and by mistake you tie two shifts together. Vaitavachain machtsolis haprudus the shusarabim. Hodin machtsolis means like mats. You threw a lot of mechitza to the Rosh Hashanah, and it landed up to make two different like houses. You made a house of mechitzas here, and right next to it is another house of mechitzas. And you want to carry from one to the other. Is ma'arvin, you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres. Or matat lemizulazu. Nigolulu, let's say the mechitzas blew down. So Melo Nesu, Avada, now it's also to carry from one to the other. You're carrying through Rosh Hashanah. You're talking about these mechitzas went in the Rosh Hashanah and made like a house. You made a four-cornered house there. So if the walls fall down, treat this also carry. Chazru v'nifushu, somebody picked up these mechitzas and made the house back up again. Bein shogegin, whether they put them up for shogegin, bein mezidin, bein anusin, bein mutoyim, whether you're honest, you're forced to, or you did it by misasek, is chazru l'terin rishin. Now that the house is back up again standing, you're allowed to carry again on Shabbos from one house to another house. Why? Shechol mechitza shenase b'Shabbos. Even though the mechitz like was done by Issam, you made the mechitz on Shabbos, bein b'shoig v'bein b'mezid, shemor mechitza. Still it's considered a mechitza. So ma'isa, even though the house, these huts fell down, but now that you put it up again on Shabbos, it's considered a reshus ha'yachin again, and you're allowed to carry. Shred gemara ain't the avakash, it's not that way. V'yomar Rav Nachman, lo yishon u'el lizrek. When do we say that if you make mechitzas, you make a reshus ha'yachin on Shabbos? It's called reshus ha'yachin. It's only l'chumra. That if somebody throws from Rosh Hashanah into this hut, he's chayiv midiraisa. Because lamaisa, you made this mechitza on Shabbos, so midiraisa is called the mechitza. It's called Rosh Hashanah. Avol etaltul osa. The Rabbanan didn't give you a kula that you're allowed to carry inside this mechitza. Since it was made on Shabbos, but the Rabbanan still had it in Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to carry there. So how could we say here, when you tied the ships together, or when you put the machzolos, picked them up again on Shabbos, I feel amazed, you're allowed to carry. I, Rav Nachman, said he can't carry b'mezid. Have the Gemara in Echlamin. Ki itma de Rav Nachman ha-mezid itma. Because Rav Nachman is only talking about b'mezid. And you have to say p'sham the price before in Echlamin. If you tied it or you put up the mechitzas b'mezid, you're not allowed to be metaltum. B'mezid only makes it that it has a shame mechitza, l'chumra. That if you throw from your shusravim into this hut, you'll be chayim midiraisam. But metchila to carry in this hut, you're not allowed to. Because since you made the mechitzas b'mezid on Shabbos, the Rabbanan didn't give a het to tiltum. But if you made it b'shoigig, then it's muta. Omar Shmuel, v'yafilu k'shuras b'chut hasarbal. Our Mishnah that says these two ships belong to two different people. If you tie it together, then you could make an erev chatzeris. It doesn't have to be tied together almost with big chains, iron chains. V'yafilu k'chut hasarbal, a small thread. A thread, a small rope. With partial the rope, you could also tie the two ships. V'yafilu k'shuras b'chut hasarbal, a small thread. If this rope is strong enough to hold the two ships together, who says you need chains? It's enough a rope that can hold it together. If this rope is not strong enough to hold the ship together, it's going to break soon. It's like a shredder. And why is it good? The Chor is not considered these ships are together to make an Erev Chaseris, which look, it's aimed to break as if it's broken. So Gemara Liyadam Diyachol Amidin. Avad Shmuel is talking about this rope is strong enough rope to hold these two ships together. So the Chur Kashu was treated then. Avad with Smuta. You don't have to hold it with iron chains. So Gemara Shmuel Lafuki B'Denafshi Kosi. Shmuel is coming to tell us Fakert from another Loch Shmuel said. I don't make a mistake. Since Shmuel said the Loch is here, I would think maybe here also Dafka has to be iron chains. Kamashmon Shmuel no. Here it's enough to have a push of the rope. As long as the rope could hold the ships together. Now, what was Shmuel's other halacha? The Tanan. Koshra bedover hamamida. If you tied up the ship with something that could hold the ship together, is maybe lo tumah. That brings the tumah. Bedover shemamida. If you tie up the ship with something that's not strong enough to hold the ship down, ain't mevi lo tumah. It doesn't bring the tumah into the ship. Exactly what we're talking about is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns it's a modern kimta that's talking about is an oil hamace like. You have this chain that on one side it's under a mace. We want the chain to take the tumah into the ship, even though a ship is not makabel tumah, but the chveitzim inside it are makabel tumah. So how strong does this chain have to be? So Shmuel says it has to be maim of the ship. The Yomar Shmuel, v'u shekshura b'shalshelah shabarzel. That negayat to tumah, that it brings the tumah from this chain, it has to be a chain made out of iron. So the Gemara Linyan tumah hudichsiv. When did Shmuel say it has to be an iron chain? Only in the Geir to Mekabel Tumah. But the post says Bechalal, Bechalal, Cheriv. When you kill somebody, there was somebody who was killed through the sword. Is Cheriv Harayik Bechalal? We dashen that a Cheriv, the sword that touches the mace, has a din Avi Havoisa Tumah like the mace himself. Is in. So for Tumah, it has to be metal. Our Indian Shabbos negated to us tying up these two ships together, kivon the yochol hamidoi. When the meisa, as long as these two ships are tied together, that they could stay together, mainly we look at it. There's no karmless in between. It's looked like one rishus yochid to another rishus yochid. Afilo v'chot hasam l'avad v'tzmutim. Here it could be even a push of the rope. As long as this rope ties the ships together, that's mutim. So Tais asked the Kasha and Rashi if the Shalshelus is talking about Stam bringing oil hameis tuma. Was the God the word our sugi? If there's no tushdel to tying up ships in our Mishnah, the get to there at the Shiloh, when do you bring tuma from a mace into the ship? Like, what's the havamina to make a mistake? So Tais learns a little bit different. Tais learns there's a Mishnah in oilis. The Mishnah Eilis says that, let's say you have a ship that's in the yam, and underneath the ship on one side there's a mace, and there's kelim underneath the other side of the ship. So the Mishnah says the ship is not called an oil to bring tumah. Why? Because the ship moves. A ship that moves is called like an oil, moving oil doesn't bring tumah. Since the ship, kiseidah, moves, it's not called an oil over a mace. So if you have a mace underneath one side of the ship, and you have a kalim under the other side of the ship, the lacharid is not matam with the other side of the ship, because the ship moves. Mashenkin, the Mishnah says, but if you tie up the ship, then the ship is not movable, then it's called an oil. Then if the mace is under one side of the ship, it's matam with the kalim under the other side. Then it's a good sushtel. We're talking about tying down the ship that the ship doesn't move. And on that, Shmuel says, how do you have to tie down the ship? Only with iron chains. So that's a good havamina. Just like there he says tying down the ship that doesn't move is daf with iron changed. So maybe here also our Mishnah says tying two ships together that you could make an erech hatzer together to sit like one, maybe you need iron chain. Or does something Gemara know? But Shmuel said there dafka din and tumah, he's machmat to have iron chains. But without a din and tumah, poshit, keeping the two svinas together, about it's enough to have just a chut hasar. So the Mishnah hazoyrik. Somebody throws in Shabbos. Rashi Azorik B'Shoigi. Somebody throws on Shabbos B'Shoigi. Because he throws Rishus Rabbim, he's throwing Dal Damas. V'Niskar. And he remembers now that Shabbos Me'yachas Shiyotsu Me'yodoi. After it left his hand. In such a case, he's potter from Echatis. So that's going to be the story of the end of the Mishnah, that you only chayiv Echatis if the beginning of the Malacha and the slave of the Malacha was done B'Shoigi. Here, when you started to throw, you made the Akira, you were Shoigi. You've got today with Shabbos. The next second you remember today was Shabbos. So b'shas tahanocha, you're not a shogeg anymore. So merely a potter from a chattis. Shrashiv niska shu Shabbos, miyachas shiyotso heaven miyodah v'koydim shetunuach, is your potter from a chattis. Right, another case is kol ta'achar. You threw it, and somebody else came and caught the stone. Or else kol ta'kelev. A door came and caught the stone. Or shenisofo. Or else you threw it, and it got burnt up in a fire before it landed, is potter. Why? Because she didn't do the anocha in these last two cases. Shrashi kol ta'achar. Gesagla ta'itach liyachar sheniska zeh kol ta'achar. Hevel l'shnaim shesu. That two people did it. Goyin shenekim v'kayma v'kibla shkot. Okay, all right. Hevel l'achad v'yin and welcome down. Now, the kid said that there's two different pturim here. The first pturim is you are amazed at the end. And here the third pturim is you didn't finish the melacha. Somebody else made the anocha for you. Zorak lasayis chabura. You threw a stone at somebody to make a chabur at a person. Bein biyodim, bein bebehema. Veniskar, and then you remembered. Ad shaloi nasas chabura. Before it made the chabur, is potter. It's even though you're doing a melacha, making a chabur is chayiv on Shabbos. You should be chayiv b'shoigim. But, so when you threw, you were shoigim, you didn't know today was Shabbos. But when it left your hand, you knew you remembered today was Shabbos, you're potter from a chattis. Ze haklal. Kol chayiv chatois. Einam chayovim, achetei tchiloson, v'soifon shkoga. You have to be a shoge from the beginning to the end of the melacha. Tchiloson shkoga, v'soifon zodim. Like here, you started to throw the stone, you forgot today was Shabbos. Then before it landed, you remember today was Shabbos, you fought them. Or else tchiloson zodim. At the beginning, you remember today was Shabbos. V'soifon shkoga, at the end, you forgot today was Shabbos. It's like a pturin.
at shtet chlosen v'soifensh gogel. V'ilche shoygig yoni chai v'chattis, if the whole mulach was done b'shoygig. So the Gemara, abo honoch chai, the reishas mashmeh, to have min riz, when you threw it, and somebody else caught it, the reason why you potter is because you are two things. Somebody else caught it, and also you remembered you're amazed. Schor tzadiyah, hono chayiv, but if mashmev had landed by itself, you would be chayiv, v'aloiniskar. Pasha, the havmin was, the whole Mishnah is talking about, like the Rashim, that you threw it, you forgot Trey was Shabbos. Before the Anocha, you remember Trey was Shabbos. Because the next case was two chesroinis. Zai, you remembered it was Shabbos, and also somebody else caught it, or else the caliph caught it. So it's mashmi, if somebody else didn't catch it or fall down, you would be chayiv. Why are you chayiv? I, b'shas hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos. You're not a shaykh anymore. Utenan, kol chayiv v'chatoi, seyna chayov, mach teit chlosim, v'soif and shkoga. Om Rav Kano, seifo oson, l'lichto masna. The seifo mishnah is talking about the lichto masna, means you're holding a string, like a board attached to a string. Yeah. Rashi, Upachinin, Honochol is Saif Dalid, Vishusaradim Chayiv, Viaf Agav the Niska Benakir Lanocho, Voktoni Saif is Zaklai Potter. Is Saif with Rashi Tony, Achet Klosm Saifish Gogo, Osun Lichto Misnatayev. Lichto means 8 cotton, a small piece of wood. Sheer Kofol Bendrovum, Roisha Visorach Lachamurim. You need it for the donkeys, Noisim the Dardin Shoyain, Shetechu Noisim Mishnea Kolim, Shadradin Tluyim Ben. You tie it onto the donkey, to hold the package on top. Mishnei Tzidachamur, O Mechabrim Boya, the Dardin Shechziku Zerzer, O Masna, Chevel, you have a string attached to it, Klaimam, Loi Mitukne Seifer, Ela Bezorach Lichter, you're throwing this piece of wood, Hakosha Chevel Cotton, that's still attached to your hand with a string. Kedarkoi, you're holding the string in your hand. When you remembered what you were doing, it was biyode for you to take back the string. You could stop the zrika. Shleit tenuach. Hilkach chilosa shoygeg v'seifer mezid upotter. That's why you potter. That's pshat nereisha why you potter. Avo zorak tzrur v'chefetz. So saying now a whole new pshat now. That when you take a stone and make a regular zrika, you throw up b'shus rabin, the malacha you're doing is b'shas zrika. Abi you were shaygig b'shas zrika, you'll be chayiv. Even though before it landed, you remember today was Shabbos, you'll still be chayiv achatis. I b'shas hanocha, you remember Tzrei Shabbos, why aren't you called the mezid? The Teretz is because it's not biyoda to stop the melacha. So we look at the Ika melacha was, the second, it went out of your hand. You threw the stone. That was the Ika melacha you could do. You can't do anything else now to stop it. So be at that time when you threw the stone, you were a shaygig, that's called the whole melacha was done b'shaygig. That's not b'shan ereshah. So in such a case, you'll be chayiv. Now, where's the case of the Sefer, the Mishnah, that says that if you threw it, and you remembered before it lasted, that you be potter, that's when you're throwing a stick, that you have the string attached to it in your hand. So when you threw it, you knew that you forgot Tzrei was Shabbos. But the second you remembered Tzrei was Shabbos, you could have pulled it back. So it's not considered the Melacha was finished, B'shaygig. The Melacha was finished, now amazing. That's when you potter. That's the case of the Sefer, the Mishnah. When are you potter to say that since when it landed, you remembered Tzrei was Shabbos, only when the second you remembered, it's B'koyach for you to stop the Melacha. You could have pulled the string back. Now, since you didn't pull the string back, it's considered the Anocha is done b'mezid. That's when you potter from a chattis. But in the ratio the Mishnah is talking about, where you stop throwing a regular throwing. So the second it left your hand, you can't do anything about it anymore. It's finished in melacha. So since at that second you were shoygig, avad yichayim. So mele, it's good duration. Therefore, the ratio the Mishnah says you potter is talking about new p'tur. It's a p'tur because you didn't do the Anocha. We're talking about a davka where you threw it, and somebody else caught it. Or else the caliph came and caught it. Or else the fire burnt it up. So the reason why you potter in the ratio is because you didn't make the nochem. That's a good deed though. Mashma, if it would have been nochem though, if it would have landed, you'd be chayiv b'chol efanim. Even though after you threw it, you remember Tzrei Shabbos. Because since you're not holding the string, you can't pull it back, the whole melacha was done as soon as it left your hand. So then you'll be chayiv. Smell, it's good, the ratio. The ratio that says you potter is like a new type of p'tur. It's a p'tur here because you didn't do the melacha. Somebody else finished off the melacha. From that to somebody else, you'd be chayiv.
Weiter. Und Master Lechlius, the Mercer says, also, safe us in Lichto Umasna. Lichto Umasna, oik de biodehu. To go in Chineskav and Lasso is Chabura. Yeah. To go in Sound like Chabura. Honami Tanina, we learned this also. Hazurik Lasso is Chabura. Somebody throws something to make a Chabura. Bain biodehu, what you mean to hit a person. Bain bebehema. Veniska, and you remember now, Achle Nasas Chabura Potter. If you remember before the Chabura was done, you take a Potter. Because Beshas the Chabura, you're called amazing. So the Chura here, the Kasher is, here it says you're Potter, even though you can't take it back. The Chura Zorak Bechabura, we're not talking about a kiss no masna. It's Rashi Pachinon. List no masna, it's the Biyodin, a filu kula milsa shogi, loy mechayev, then comes Rika. Tomorrow first it's Kasher Zorak Pachinon. List no masna, it's the Biyodin. Be a filu kula milsa shogi, loy mechayev, then comes Rika. Tomorrow is slugging up. Now you can't say the Reish is talking about, or the Seif is talking about, we are throwing a piece of wood that's attached to the string, because then you put it no matter what happened. As if you throw a piece of wood that's attached to the string and throw it away, since it's always attached to your hand, that's not called Zrik at all. So in such a case, should be Potter. So Melo with Zrik Shver, that can't be Pshat in the Seif. It's not talking about you throwing a string with the string attached. Because with the string attached, you always Potter. Now what's Pshat in the Reisha? You're going to Neskav in Lasas Chabura. Trashi B'tchilosoi B'shigga Shabbos. V'niskar Achle Nasas Chabura. U'l'yoylam B'lichto Misna. We're talking about you throwing with a string. You had kavona to make a chabura. The high mishum zchiruhu de mifter shoy biyode lahachser nimtzu soifei zodin holaniska chayiv. We have the yog de biyode bechiyuvoi la mishum zriku elu mishum chabura. When do we say a svar if you're holding the string in your hand, your potter? That's for zrika. If you want to be mechayiv for throwing a piece of wood and the wood attached to your hand, so your potter, it's not called zrika at all. So the Teretz says the Sefer Chabura is talking about where you have a string attached to a piece of wood. And you're throwing this wood now to make a Chabura. There it's a Nafkamina. The Shas you threw it, you're a Shaygig, you didn't know Tzrei was Shabbos, you didn't know it's also to do a Chabura on Shabbos. And now, before it hit the person, you remember Tzrei was Shabbos. Such a case should be Potter. Why you Potter in such a case? As soon as it left your hand, you were a Shaygig. The Teretz says we're talking about a case where you have a string attached. Since you have a string attached, you could stop the stone from hitting the person. So since you could have stopped it and you didn't stop it, that's cool, you did it, b'mezid. That's why you potter from a shoyg. That's why you potter. But enachnami, in the case where you make it a chabura, and you stop and take a regular stone and throw it at the person, and when it left your hand, you were a shoyg, you didn't know today was Shabbos, in such a case, you'll be chayiv achatis. Because the ikum malach is when it leaves your hand. Later, when you remember Tzrei Shabbos, you can't stop the stone anymore. So that's not called the end of the Melacha was done with Mezid, then you'll be Chayiv Echatis. So we're still blind with this Teretz, that with a stone helps, with holding a string helps, but for Chabura, not for Zrika. For us, it's the Melacha of Zrika. It's never called the Zrika if the stone or the piece of wood is attached to your hand with a string. That's not called the Zrika. But for Chabura, you have the Snafkamina. That the Mishnah says a chilek, that if you are shaking at the beginning and at the end you became amazed, you'll be part of the Chabur and Shabbos. Why? How can you stop it? Because it's talking about you're holding the stone with a string. So the second you remember Tzrei with Shabbos, you could have pulled the stone back and stopped the Melacha. Now that the Melacha continues on and makes the Chabur in the person, that was called ended up amazed, and that case you part of.
Alright, we'll stop here and we'll be Mamshech next year. Mr. Selman said that there's part of the Gemara over again next year.